Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Inez, I-N-E-S, Delgadillo, D-E-L-G-A-D-I-L-L-O. Inez Delgadillo is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-3-22. Appears she was doing paperwork at her desk. Appears she stood up and turned to walk around the desk and stepped into a corner hole. Appears the lights were off as the children were napping. Appears she fell on her face and knees. Appears she did go to the emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be a fractured nose, comma, damaged teeth that needed wiring, comma, and bilateral knee injuries. Paired she did undergo what she describes as right knee surgery and nose surgery. Paired there is a discrepancy as to whether she had left knee surgery. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Period. She does admit to a motor vehicle accident in the early 1980s, resulting in neck injuries for which she used a collar. Period. In paragraph as per her claim petition, Ms. Delgadillo alleges she fell over a child's sleeping cot onto her face and knees, injuring them, including her eyes and teeth, on 2-3-22. An accident report was completed with respect to that same date. Period. She was attended to by EMS and transported to the emergency room. Period, when seen there, she said she fell from a standing position to the ground, face forward. Period, she was unable to break her fall and reported upper lip and tooth pain, along with loose teeth, nose pain, and left knee pain. Period, she underwent several radiographic studies. Period, x-rays of the left knee. When read as normal, period x-rays of the right knee were also read as normal. Period, she had a CAT scan of the head that showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage. Period, there was volume loss and sequelae from chronic microvascular angiopathy. Period, she also had a CAT scan of the maxillofacial area that showed no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She also had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that found grade 1 ankylostasis of C4 upon C5. Period, there was no evidence of acute fracture, but there was multi-level spondylotic change. Period. She was treated and released. Period, new paragraph on 2-4-22. She was seen by Dr. Wang, W-A-N-G. He advised her to use ibuprofen. Period, she followed up with him on 3-17-22, who noted in the interim she had seen a neurologist who recommended ophthalmologic evaluation for seeing flashes. Period, Dr. Wang noted she would see the ophthalmologist and had a routine follow-up with cardiology. Period, she was advised to be compliant with her medications. Period. New paragraph. On 2-18-22, Ms. Delgadillo was seen orthopedically by Dr. Boniello, B-O-N-I-E-L-L-O. Period. He performed an exam as well as x-rays of both knees in the office. Period. The exam was concerning for a bucket handle meniscal tear of the left knee, for which he recommended an MRI. Period. She did have neurologic consultation on 3-2-22 with Dr. Sharetz, S-H-A-R-E-T-T-S. Period. wrote that it was more probable she sustained a mild concussion without documented loss of consciousness, vomiting, or a contact seizure. Brady needs to review the ER notes to confirm the unremarkable head and facial imaging. Period. He recommended ear, nose, and throat consultation for her nose and facial pain. Period. She was going to follow up with orthopedics for the knee pain. Period. Because of her subjective visual symptoms, ophthalmology consult was advised. Period. Neurologically, there were no deficits, and he recommended no treatment in that regard. Period. Paragraph, she did undergo an MRI of the left knee on 3/22/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 3/31/22, she was seen by an ear, nose, and throat specialist named Dr. Ondik, O-N-D-I-K. Period. He gave diagnoses of deviated nasal septum, comma, hypertrophy of nasal turbinates, comma, hypesthesia of the skin, for which she should see neurology. Period. Given the new onset of nasal congestion since the injury, he believed the need for surgery was a direct result of the trauma from her accident. Period. On 6/24/22, Dr. Prodromo, P-R-O-D-R-O-M-O, performed left knee surgery to be inserted here. Period. She had an MRI of the right knee on 12/30/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 5/13/22, Dr. Ondik performed surgery on her nose to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with him continued post-operatively through 6/8/22. Period. The endoscopy surgical site was healing well with no signs of infection. Brady recommended continued nasal sprays and sinus rinsing to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. On 4/8/22, she was seen by an ophthalmologist named Dr. Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E. Period. His impression was possible post-concussion syndrome, but there was no sign of any ocular injury. Period. She should follow up with her primary care physician. Period. In paragraph on 4/13/22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Sabitz, S-A-B-I-T-Z. Period. He noted the knee x-rays from 2/18/22 and the MRI from 3/22/22. Pretty diagnosed left knee pain with medial meniscal tear, comma, chondrobalase patella, comma, popliteal cyst, comma, and cyst near the medial collateral ligament. Period. They discussed treatment options, both conservative and surgical. Period. As noted above, she did undergo left knee surgery. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Prodromo and his colleagues continued. Period. On 12/7/22, she presented complaining of problems with her right knee that she ascribed to the event of 2/3/22. Period. At the previous visit on 10/5/22, relative to the left knee, she could participate in activities that's tolerated and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. After the visit of 12/7/22, it seemed as though primarily her discomfort had been related to her underlying left-sided knee pathology, which has been treated surgically, and she reports continuing to recover from that. Barrett reports she has continued to work on range of motion and have been able to get back to work and participate in activities at work, but remain uncomfortable. Barrett had not yet had any advanced imaging of the right knee, but he recommended same. Barrett did undergo an MRI of the right knee, as noted above, on 12/30/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up to review these results with her on 3/15/23. Period. His assessment was right-sided knee, degenerative changes with arthritic change and chondromalacia patella, comma, Baker's cyst, comma, medial meniscal root tear, comma, and quadriceps and patellar tendonitis. Beatty thought most of her discomfort was related to underlying degenerative change and arthritic change. Period. They discussed treatment options at length, and she was not interested in any surgical treatment whatsoever. But she was also not interested in steroid or visco supplementation. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Extremities, upper. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness in left hand grasp and pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities, lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers. She had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the opposite right knee, but this was negative on the left. The rest of those are normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 60 degrees with an audible snapping sound from her right knee. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 2/3/22, Inez Delgadillo tripped over a cot upon which a student was sleeping and fell face forward without loss of consciousness. Perry was seen the same day at the emergency room, where radiographic studies did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. She then followed up with a series of physicians, including Dr. Wang and then Dr. Boniello. Period. She also had neurosurgical consultation from Dr. Sharitz. Period. MRI of the left knee was done on 3/22/22. Period. She underwent surgery on the knee to be inserted. Period. She also underwent endoscopy surgery on the nose to be inserted. Period. She participated in physical therapy as well. Period. She belatedly offered complaints involving the right knee, for which she underwent an MRI on 12/30/22 to be inserted here. Period. She was not interested in pursuing treatment when she followed up with the orthopedist. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, face, comma, eyes, comma, or teeth. Period. She was found to have degenerative changes in at least one, if not both, knees, commensurate with her age. Period. And that is the end.